We've heard a lot about the pain and suffering the Islamic State has brought to Iraq and Syria, but the group has been troubling other countries as well. The tiny Mediterranean nation of Lebanon, which borders Syria, has been fighting an ISIS presence for years in a rugged frontier area. But as of today, the group has finally been kicked out, and it did something it has never done before. It surrendered. Our Middle East correspondent, Rich Hall, is normally based in Lebanon, but today he's right here in our Boston studio. Rich, ISIS surrendering. Is this really a first?
It is kind of, yeah. There have been smaller incidents when ISIS has been allowed to retreat. They've been offered a way out and they've taken it. But you only have to look at what happened in Mosul, where they fought to the death to see what they normally do. So this was kind of an unusual thing, and the scene was kind of unusual. There were around 600 ISIS fighters who were bussed out of this area, though, where they've been for 3 years, on these air-conditioned buses that had Happy Journey on the side of them. And there's these amazing pictures of these ISIS fighters looking out from the bus being led away. The Lebanese army is calling it a surrender, but it's actually more of a relocation. They're being taken to eastern Syria. It's kind of a transfer there. And there's this great comment from one of the generals, Lebanese generals involved in the negotiation here. He said, "The return of Daesh militants in air-conditioned cars to their countries is permissible because Lebanon adheres to the philosophy of a state that does not exact revenge."
That doesn't sound like a surrender. It sounds like an agreement to move people somewhere else. But remind us where they have been in Lebanon. Where has ISIS been till this so-called surrender?
So, yeah, things really began in Lebanon in 2014, but that's when it began heating up. So there's always been this worry in Lebanon of the spillover from the Syrian civil war. It's right next door. Lebanon's a small country. It, too, has a large Sunni population, and it was a largely Sunni uprising in Syria. So there's always been this concern. And then in 2014, a few years into the war, ISIS and al-Qaeda overran a town on the border, a Lebanese town. They took it over, and they kidnapped 30 Lebanese soldiers. And this began this sort of really huge ordeal in Lebanon. These soldiers were kidnapped by these groups. No one knew their fate. Many of them were killed. Only 16 made it back in the end. And so for 3 years now, they've been dealing with this ISIS presence on the border. There have been ISIS and al-Qaeda. And finally, it looks as though it's coming to an end.
I'm still puzzled about agreeing to move the ISIS soldiers. Why aren't they captured and their weapons taken?
Yeah, this is actually quite controversial. So the reason they were allowed to leave was it was in return for a deal in which the Lebanese would get back the bodies of 9 soldiers who were kidnapped by them. So they get the remains of these soldiers. But a lot of people are angry. There are a lot of Iraqis who are angry on social media because these fighters are essentially being moved from the Lebanon-Syria border to the Syria-Iraq border. And who's to say they can't cause them a problem over there? In Iraq, they kill them or they arrest them. So there's a sense that they're just moving the problem away from them.
Did they even take their weapons away?
They were allowed light weapons. They had to burn all their heavy weapons. But yeah, they were allowed to take guns. So you can see why some people would be angry. Even in Lebanon, some people are angry about this as well.
Now, the Lebanese army, they're not only concerned about ISIS, and now they've moved them. They've got Hezbollah there, too. What's going on there?
Yeah, so this is kind of an awkward question for the U.S. in the region, especially. So this battle was fought by the Lebanese army, and it was also fought by Hezbollah, which is a militant group inside of Lebanon. It's a militant group that was founded to kick Israel out of Lebanon during the Lebanese Civil War. It's also a designated terror group in the U.S. So the U.S. funds the Lebanese army to kind of act as a bulwark against Hezbollah, to make it the strongest power in Lebanon and to fight ISIS. But what we're seeing at the moment is the Lebanese army almost fighting alongside Hezbollah to kick ISIS out, which obviously would create some concern in the U.S. Because they're giving all this money to the Lebanese army, and here they are fighting alongside this terror group.
Has the U.S. weighed in on the fact that Hezbollah was involved in this extrication of the ISIS militants?
They've actually been very quiet. I did contact the State Department yesterday, and I asked them about this. Aren't you concerned that this money is going to the Lebanese army to act as a counter to Hezbollah, but they're fighting alongside them? There's kind of this willful ignorance, I think, on all sides. The State Department sent me back this answer, said they have long expressed concern about Hezbollah's military operations in Lebanon. They don't specifically address it. And it's funny, this debate's taking place in Lebanon as well. The Lebanese army is denying that it's fighting alongside Hezbollah, even though this operation was launched at the same time. They're fighting from different sides. The Lebanese have a great sense of humor. That was this hashtag, oh, what a coincidence. And it was just pictures of the Lebanese army and Hezbollah fighters alongside each other. It was kind of like, oh, what a coincidence, we're here at the same time. It's like, fancy seeing you here in the middle of nowhere.
The world's Middle East correspondent, Rich Hall. Great to see you, Rich.
Thanks for having me.